This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, the time you're with us, the time you're, you know, we have chat rooms up for a reason. Biggest reason being is that it gives you the ability to talk and converse with, even though I don't want to pull your attention away from the show, but it gives you the ability to talk and converse with other people. Other listeners, other fans, if you would. So head up to the website, realside.com. There's a, if you want to call it a local chat room, otherwise it's a Facebook. There you go. Then there's a Facebook chat pages, all that fun stuff, all that crazy stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff tonight. I know the news is just a buzz with President Trump, you know, the Democrats, the fake outraged Democrat. I'm sorry, it's got to be fake outrage. Look, it for some of you Democrats who listen to the show, and maybe you know some of you sent me emails. You believe I beat on the Dems too much? Then you're being too sensitive. I beat on the Republicans just as much. I really do. If you really listen, you really listen with an open mind. I beat on Republicans that don't get the job done. Right? Because as far as I'm concerned, we don't have many. We don't have many Republicans in Congress right now. We just don't. And we need more of them. But for the Democrats, the reason I keep calling it fake outrage is if the Democrats are really cared about racism, they really cared about what's being said and what words mean and all that other stuff, the resolution they passed for hate speech or whatever they called it at the time, why didn't they call it Omar specifically? For what she said, for her anti-Semitic remarks. They wouldn't do it. And then we'll get to it later on. But Omar today, she wouldn't denounce the attacks over the weekends by Antifa. That's why I said to you, it's fake outrage. If it's something they can pin or try to pin on a Republican, they don't care whether their side's done it before. And my attitude is, look, put it back on them. I had somebody try to start an argument with me and say, well, he's not president. Well, it doesn't matter. It's not who's president or who's current congressman or whatever else. If you accept behavior from someone, court cases are won all the time on this kind of stuff. Well, you let John do this, but you wouldn't let Mary do it. Right? Companies or people who file suits against companies because somebody's allowed to do something that somebody else isn't. It's the same thing here. If Omar gets away, we're talking about Benjamins in the Jewish community, right? And with all the outrage, the best they can do is a resolution for generic hate speech, and now they want to call on President Trump tonight. That's their idea of fairness. Of being proper, of doing it the right way. Well, they're wrong. And I think this is going to blow up on them, too. Because as you can see, because I'm going to do it later on, this is acceptable to them because they consistently talk, I don't mean sometimes, consistently, they consistently talk about all the bad things Trump says and the way he says it. And yet when it comes to them, it doesn't matter what they say, does it? She wouldn't denounce the attack. They still don't accept the presidency of President Trump, even after they asked him point blank if they would accept it. And yes, to somebody's point in the chat room, their likability ratings are nothing. Omar's is down at 9%. I think even spam has a higher likability rating than that. But back to. And when you think, again, think about all these things, all these pieces of hypocrisy. So when they say, when somebody, for you guys who like to do the Facebook fight, okay? So when they were on your case and they say, anybody who doesn't denounce Trump's racist remarks, and by the way, look up the word racist. His remarks were not racist. You know, I talk about this stuff where if you heard some of the things said in my Italian neighborhood, hey, you don't like it here? Go back to the old country. What the hell's wrong with you? Well, was that one Italian being racist to another Italian? When I hear I got Mexican friends. When I hear my Mexican friends say to each other, hey, yeah, it was so great down there that you came here. Why don't you go back? And then maybe I can take your job as a second job. That's how great it was. Does that mean that Mexican is racist towards the other Mexican? When somebody says, look, if you don't like it here, go back to your country of origin. Technically, my country of origin, from my family roots, is Italy. So if I hate it here, I go back to Italy. Heck, I'm not going to be welcomed with open arms in Japan. It's not my country, quote unquote, of origin. It's not where my family originated. And I agree with Trump from a standpoint. If you hate this place so much, if you think this place is so bad, what are you doing here? We don't shoot you for leaving. We're one of the few countries that doesn't take your life for wanting to get out. I'll help you go. A lot of us will help you go. We allow you to move about the country. We allow you to go visit other countries, leave, go away, study somewhere else, and come back. And we don't kill you or shoot you or anything else. That's how bad it is. And if you're in Congress and you swear to uphold the Constitution, the one that you openly say that you hate, then you lied. You lied in taking your oath. Isn't that an impeachable offense? No, apparently, being accused of something that you're found not guilty of is an impeachable defense. Having Russian dressing on your salad is an impeachable defense, offense. And being, or having made what appears to be a racist comment is an impeachable offense. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Wesley Smith joins me about the culture of death after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I keep telling you guys, you need to get involved in the conversation. And it is so much more than you spewing the party line to each other. It's so much more than that. If you really want to get involved, if you really want to get engaged, then you've got to get informed. What makes me crazy is when people simply spew the party line, right? They spew what they see come across Twitter or their cell phone or whatever it is that they're working on or working with, and they don't have a thought of their own, or they can't defend that. That is the most irritating thing in the world for some of us. Don't be like the party you keep screaming that you don't want to be like. And you know what I mean by that, because you all do it. We all do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly becoming part of the conversation. Wesley Smith got cut short in the last interview he did with us, so I wanted him to come back because we were all enjoying him so much. He's among the world's foremost critics of assisted suicide and utilitarian bioethics. In 2004, he was named by the National Journal as one of the nation's top expert thinkers in bioengineering for his work in bioethics. Wesley, it is a pleasure to have you back again.
Thanks, and hello to your audience.
Yeah, all right, so before we get rolling, because I waited too long before, a couple of things. What is bioethics? Let's start off there.
Bioethics, the term is a contraction for biomedical ethics, and it's a field basically of philosophy that deals with medical ethics and public health care law and this kind of thing. It started in the late 60s and the early 70s kind of as a consequence of the increasing technology in healthcare. For example, the kidney dialysis machines, where there were more patients that needed dialysis than there were machines to provide it. And so the field began to try to discuss ways to create a new paradigm for the emergence of a medical era that we are currently in. Unfortunately, from my perspective, the field went very wrong in its approach. There were two primary advocates, you might say, at that time, of arguing for the way that bioethics would go in a macro sense. One was Paul Ramsey. Paul Ramsey was a Christian ethicist who believed in the sanctity of human life and the equality of human life. And he wanted a bioethics that would be based on that paradigm. The other was a fellow named Joseph Fletcher. Joseph Fletcher was a former Episcopalian priest who'd lost his faith, become an atheist, and was a crass utilitarian who didn't think that human life had any meaning in and of itself whatsoever, but that the value of human life should be based on its quality. For example, whether one has a sense of futurity, the abilities to communicate. He wrote this essay in the Hastings Center Report, which is the primary, the predominant, actually, most prestigious bioethics journal in the world, in which he said that humanhood isn't relevant to moral worth. And that later on was taken up by another bioethicist named Peter Singer, who is at Princeton, to become what I call personhood theory, where these utilitarian types say that it isn't a human life doesn't have meaning just because it's human. Rather, one must be a person, and for these folks, that's not a synonym. So one must be self-aware over time, one must be able to value their own life, and so forth. So in this bioethical thinking, which isn't unanimous, but is the mainstream view, there's such a thing as a human non-person, and human non-persons have lower value than human persons. For example, Terri Schiavo, people will remember her, would be considered a human non-person, whereas you and I would be considered human persons. And this has a very serious significance for how we deal with healthcare, because if some of us, it's called the quality of life ethic, if some of us have a lower value than others of us, then the way we are treated in the healthcare system will be invidiously discriminatory. And in fact, that's exactly where many in bioethics wish to go. Sarah Palin called them death panels, which was a really good political term, but for example, most mainstream bioethicists who follow the Joseph Fletcher type approach believe in assisted suicide, euthanasia, healthcare rationing, futile care, which would be refusing wanted life-sustaining treatment based on the doctor or the bioethicist's view of the quality of life of the patient, perhaps even live harvesting patients as a means of euthanasia. That's beginning to be discussed quite seriously in bioethics and medical journals. So you can see where that leads. And meanwhile, Paul Ramsey, his most famous work in bioethics was called The Patient as a Person. And he said, and he was actually primarily the responsible for bioethics' main achievement, in my view, that is the right to refuse unwanted medical treatment. In the old days, people would be hooked up to tubes and things and machines that they didn't want, and they couldn't get off them. And Paul Ramsey said, wait a second, that's not treating the patient as a person. When you stick a patient who wants to just go home and die a natural death, and you force them to stay in these high-tech issues, you're not treating them as a person. And, of course, in those days, money was made in hospitals in fee-for-service so that the ICU was a money maker for hospitals. Perhaps it's not a coincidence that today when bioethics are trying to restrict people's access to wanted life-sustaining treatment or ICUs, that's because the ICU can actually be a cost loser for hospitals because of capitated payments.
Well, you know, you just had that French quadriplegic who was starved to death, right, by the courts.
Vincent Lambert, yes.
Yeah.
Lambert is like, he's the Terry Schiavo of France. And we did that in 2005 to Terry Schiavo. Vincent Lambert, it was just done to him now. And this was despite the intervention by a United Nations committee. France had actually signed on to this committee at the UN to prevent discrimination against people with disabilities. And many of us think that when you take away tube-supplied food and water from a person because they've got a serious cognitive disability, they're not dying, they're not on machines, they breathe on their own and so forth, they don't need kidney dialysis, all they need is what we all need, food and water. And you take away their food and water, you're actually engaging in an invidiously discriminatory act. You wouldn't do that to a mad dog. If you executed Osama bin Laden in that way, you'd go to jail for war crimes. And yet, because this person is cognitively devastated...
We got to go for a break. We've got to put it on pause.
All right.
Your host, don't go far. We're going to be talking about this more when you decide to break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a struggle, House lawmakers approved a resolution to formally denounce President Trump's recent tweet against four freshman congresswomen of color. Four Republicans joined Democrats to rebuke the president. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
This resolution, these four women are no less deserving of dignity than anyone else.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support the resolution.
These comments are racist.
Republicans accused her of breaking House rules. Pelosi's second-in-command, Steny Hoyer, backed her up.
Characterizing an action as racist is not in order.
A GOP bid to strike Pelosi's words from the record failed, but it took a full vote along party lines to restore her right to speak.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I got Wesley Smith to join me. He was with me a couple of weeks ago. We had some technical difficulties. Brought him back on because we were having so much fun with him and getting well informed. He's among the world's most foremost critics of assisted suicide and utilitarian bioethics. In 2004, he was named by the National Journal as one of the nation's top expert thinkers in bioengineering for his work in bioethics. Now, his latest book that he's revised, just recently revised, is called The Culture of Death, The Age of Do-Harm Medicine, a warning about the dangers of modern bioethics. And we just saw this play out, Wesley, we were talking about this during the break, or before the break. We just saw this play out in France with a 42-year-old Frenchman who, for all intents and purposes, I mean, medically, he was starved to death. Because he didn't feel like he was going to be able to come back, right?
He was dehydrated to death because he was cognitively disabled. He had been diagnosed as being permanently unconscious. Parents said he was actually awake and aware. You see this a lot, this dichotomy where people who are close to the patient may see reactions that doctors who go from time to time may not. But either way, he's a full human being, and the idea that you would take away his food and water, and that it's okay. It's called medical ethics because the food and water is delivered medically through a feeding tube, which means you can withdraw it. It is really remarkable, and we had that the same fight with the Terry Schiavo case. In fact, I would say the Terry Schiavo case is worse because Terry Schiavo was dehydrated to death over 14 days at the request of her husband. Now, when her husband made this request, he was living with another woman who he called his fiancée, with whom he had had two children by the time Terry died. Well, if that isn't a conflict of interest, I mean, can you imagine the pillow talk? You know, honey, I'd marry you, but my wife is still alive. It's incredible. Plus, he stood to inherit hundreds of thousands of dollars from a medical malpractice case that he had brought, in which he had told the jury that that money would be used to take care of Terry for the rest of her natural life, not telling them that once the money was in the bank, he would take steps to try to make sure that life was cut short. For example, within months of the money in the bank, he cut off her antibiotics when she had an infection, and that's when the family first had a big fight with Michael Schiavo, and they were trying to maintain Terry's life, the father, mother, and the two siblings, wanting to care for her for the rest of their life, and her life. And unfortunately, the New York Times and others turned it into, like, this is the religious fundamentalists coming to force a theocracy on the United States, even though disability rights activists were against her dehydration. Ralph Nader, hardly a right-wing theocrat, was against her dehydration. Jesse Jackson stood with the family. If anything, he's on the religious left. But it didn't matter. It turned into a tipping point because of the way the media, in my view, and I was deeply involved in that case. I write a lot about it in The New Culture of Death, but I wrote about it at the time, working as hard as I could as an activist to try to save her life and show the injustices of what was happening. And the revisionist history is enough to turn your hair, green. The current story that most people who remember the Schiavo case will say is, oh, those right-wing Republicans came in at the federal level and tried to intervene in a state matter, and George Bush flew into town to sign the bill, and it was all those right-wing Republicans. Do you know how many Democrat senators in the United States Senate voted against the federal Terry Schiavo bill that tried to save her life? Take a guess.
How many voted against it? All
yeah.
of them.
Zero.
Zero None voted against it? They, oh, wow. Okay.
Zero.
All right.
The Democrats in the Senate gave unanimous consent to the bill to save Terry Schiavo's life. That included Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Tom Harkin, who was the very liberal senator from Iowa, who was actually a mover and shaker behind that bill, Harry Reid. You name any Democrat senator in the Senate in 2005, and they gave unanimous consent to the bill that is now supposedly some big right-wing conspiracy. 45% of the Democrats in the House of Representatives who voted, not all voted because there was a recess going on, voted in favor of the Terry Schiavo bill. Other than perhaps the after 9/11, the anti-terror actions and so forth, the Terry Schiavo federal law was one of the most bipartisan during the George W. Bush presidency. But you read the media stories about it today, and they'll never tell you that. But that's the fact, Jack.
Oh, no, of course they won't. Again, it's exactly what's going on today. I don't want to get into this because everybody else is covering it. But really, the bottom line with all of this is that you think about what President Trump said. And now it goes to a resolution. They're having fighting on the floor. But yet, when Omar, Representative Omar, made specific anti-Semitic remarks, wouldn't answer the question when asked, are you an anti-Semite? And it went to the floor for hate speech, and they wouldn't put her name on the resolution. So this is why I call it fake outrage. They don't really mean it. They're really not upset by it. They're only upset when the Republican says it or a conservative says it or somebody they don't like says it. Right?
Well, what happened in the Schiavo case is that there was a lot of real pushing for people to support what happened to her, and there was an autopsy report that was misreported. The autopsy report said that the condition of her brain was consistent with what's called a persistent vegetative state. I don't like the term. No human being should ever be called a vegetable. A vegetable is a carrot. And that term that, you know, calling a human being a vegetable is meant as any other denigration, like the N-word or the C-word for women. It's meant to demean and diminish the value of that human being. Mm-hmm. But she was either in a persistently unconscious condition, which is what I like to call it, or she was it was also consistent with minimal consciousness. He may remember the pictures of her smiling at her mother when her mother comes in and says, "Terry." You know, they said that was reflexes, please. There's another video of her where the doctor says, "Can you wrinkle your eyebrows up?" And not only does she wrinkle her eyebrows up, she wrinkles it up so high her eyes get very wide. So, I mean, these kinds of things, you know, they get lost in the ether. But what really happened with the Terry Schiavo case is that before Terry Schiavo, most people did not know that we dehydrate to death elderly people, people in persistent unconscious conditions, people in minimal conscious condition. They didn't know we did that by taking away their tube feeding. After Terry Schiavo, most people supported it. And that's a tipping point in this country, and it's basically almost impossible now to stop those things, even when families disagree. Now, and I want to distinguish something here. It's very important. There is a time when people are naturally dying when they stop eating. For example, my mother, when she was dying of Alzheimer's, she stopped eating because the organs are shutting down, and that's a natural process. And when that is happening and the body is shutting down and the organ, the body cannot assimilate food and water, it is not medically appropriate to force feed people or to force nutrients into their bodies that they cannot actually digest or assimilate. That is not the situation Terry Schiavo was in. She needed no life support other than food and water, which was provided through a tube. And for two years, she sat there with the family saying, "We have an occupational therapist who thinks they can teach her to swallow again. Let's give it a try." And the judge wouldn't permit it, even though he knew because of all the appeals she'd just be lying in bed for 2 years. Why not give it a try? So there was this was a terribly unjust thing, but most people now, if you took a poll, which they did, actually support that, and so people have made a moral choice. They think that's acceptable. I don't, but the law says it is. So there you go. The age of do harm medicine.
And most people don't even know what that means. They don't know what any of that means. You know,
no, that's correct. Because
right? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, yeah, until it hits their family.
Right.
I mean, I don't think people should hire a lawyer when they go to the hospital, but they have to be aware that there is this agenda out there in bioethics that may not have think that grandma's life is as valuable as the family does. And people have to be aware of it and be ready if it becomes necessary, and it usually doesn't, but have to be ready to fight for grandma's life if that's what they want. Now, the reason, in my view, that healthcare remains a primarily moral enterprise in this country isn't because of the college professors. It isn't because of the bioethicists at universities like Harvard and Yale. It is because of the doctors and nurses who practice medicine in the trenches of clinical care.
Well, we got to go for, you know that, you hear the music. We got to go for a quick break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. The deep, I mean, seriously, when it comes to assisted suicide, there's nothing happy about it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search
results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. I mean, God forbid, good, clean music, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to think this shows you what a high IQ you have, but I do appreciate the time itself. The Culture of Death and Assisted Suicide. I've asked Wesley Smith to join me. Now, he's been on the show before. And I just enjoy having him on. I guess the NSA didn't like what he had to say, so they shut everything down. And you guys enjoying them. I was enjoying them so much that I had to bring them back. again. And Wesley, I am enjoying our conversation. I appreciate you being on with me. And people need to reach out and get your revised book, Culture of Death, The Age of Do Harm Medicine. You know, and guys, you look around you and look what's going on. And I didn't bring it up with him tonight, but we're going to be doing a show. I've got Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to come on with it the next week or two. We're going to talk about vaccine and the pharmaceutical companies, and I'm sure that'll shut me down that night. We'll see what happens there. But you need to have information. You need to know where medicine is going and what it's done to you. Again, Wesley, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. And I write a lot for National Review, and I used to write for the Weekly Standard, the late lamented Weekly Standard. If people would like to see my articles, I'm doing these articles about these kinds of issues all the time. If they'll follow me on Twitter, @ForcedExit, I always post the articles, and they can read them if they're interested.
Very good. No, and we'll put up links to your sites, too, after the show. You know, one of the things it says in your bio is that the Judeo-Christian worldwide view protects life, and that's a true statement. You know, as much as they like to talk about how hateful we are a group that wants to protect life, that wants to make sure that everybody has a chance to live. And yet it's really funny because when you get into, you know, relativism, right, and that kind of thing, now people decide for you what your life is worth. That is scary.
Well,
this is a
very dangerous thing. Now, you're right, Joe, and it has not completely prevailed yet, which is why I work as hard as I do to try to alert people to the wickedness that this way comes. There is a contest afoot. Will we maintain the sanctity, equality of human life, which is the backbone of Western civilization, the intrinsic dignity and equal dignity of each and every individual human life? That's we've been working hundreds of years to try to actually achieve that ideal. And now, just as we're getting close, at least with regard to bioethics, you see some saying, no, we must measure life qualitatively. And if somebody has a higher quality of life, a higher, the more able-bodied, not elderly and so forth, then your value of life is higher, which is dangerous, as you can imagine, because universal human rights depends on the objective, equal, intrinsic, moral worth and dignity of every human being. If we say some humans have greater value than others, then those with the power to decide will decide which has the higher value, which of us have the higher value, and the ones with the lower value, as is the sad history of the human race, will get it in the neck.
Oh, no question about it. And again, people need to realize, especially those of you who think religion has no place, that believers are just like kind of whacked and out there, you may find we might be the only ones fighting to save your life at some point in time.
But it isn't even a matter of faith. It's a matter of philosophy, the Judeo-Christian objective view of this equality of human life. Well, a good friend of mine, he's unfortunately passed away, but Matt Hentoff, who was a major humanist, an atheist, and he was one of the strongest supporters of my work, and I of his, and he was a powerful writer on behalf of that sanctity of life ethic, even as an atheist who didn't base it on faith, but understood quite clearly. And he was a civil libertarian. That's what he was known for. He wrote for the Village Voice for 50 years. Nat Hentoff said that without the sanctity, equality of human life ethic, you cannot have civil liberties, because there will be a lower caste, C-A-S-T-E, of people. And he was a remarkable writer, and in fact, he lost his Village Voice gig because he came out anti-abortion. And he was an atheist, and he was against euthanasia. He saw that as all violating the intrinsic dignity of human life.
Wow. Wow. So there is a majorly push, not a beginning. More time I turn around and talk to other people, I see more and more that they're looking for a constitutional right for assisted suicide. Now, for
can
those
you say
George
are, Soros? George Soros pours tens of millions of dollars into the euthanasia movement, and it's sold on a pack of lies. In California, where you have assisted suicide, you know, the idea is it's the only for the terminally ill for whom nothing else can be done to alleviate suffering. And anywhere you look where euthanasia has been broadly accepted by the population, it spreads very quickly well beyond that. Oregon is just changing past legislation. I don't know if it's been signed by the governor, to reduce the waiting time from 2 weeks to no waiting time if somebody is expected to be dying imminently. In where this can head, in Belgium, which is enthusiastically pro-euthanasia, mentally ill people, not talking people with cancer or Lou Gehrig's disease, mentally ill people will come to a hospital. They will be hooked up to a transfusion needle. They will be killed by poison. They will then be wheeled into an operating room and their organs harvested. And some of the people who are killed in that fashion, in fact, there was one study that just really made my head explode. They followed four people who were euthanized in Belgium. Three had neuromuscular disabilities like multiple sclerosis. One was mentally ill. What was the mental illness? I looked deep into the report. Self-harming. So the, quote, treatment for self-harming was to kill the patient. Now, I can't imagine anything more cruel than letting a suffering person with mental illness who has a tough time getting through the night, letting them believe that their deaths have greater value than their lives. And the only thing more dangerous than that is for society to think that they have a stake in that death, too. And that's where Belgium is heading. That's where Netherlands is heading. That's where Canada is heading, because Canada has euthanasia. It doesn't allow the mentally ill to be killed yet. But they're going in that direction.
Oh, sure.
And Canada's also heading for pediatric euthanasia. In the Netherlands, babies are killed in their bassinets that are born with, who are born with terminal illnesses or serious disabilities. And if your listeners want to look up the bureaucratic checklist, it's called the Groningen Protocol, Groningen, which is a bureaucratic checklist for which babies to kill. And people say, oh, this is compassion because they're going to suffer. Well, when you start saying we're going to eliminate suffering by eliminating the sufferer, you're no longer a moral society. Particularly when you can't decide for yourself. Babies can't choose.
No. No, but this we only have a couple of minutes left, but this, I don't know, this obsession with darkness, this obsession with death as opposed to life. I mean, it's amazing to me. If we got to the point as humans, and again, only about a minute and a half, if we got to the point here in this country that death is much more appealing than working through and having life?
Yeah, it hasn't prevailed yet, but that's the game that's afoot. Nihilism strikes a beat, into your heart it will seep, to paraphrase a very famous rock and roll song. This is a serious problem of decadence of our society because we are so successful, and it is leading to some very dark places. And the idea that instead of caring for people, it's more compassionate to kill them or help them commit suicide is truly a remarkable and radical concept, but a lot of people are buying into it because they're really scared. And what's really interesting, Joe, it's a tremendous declaration of no confidence in doctors, and yet the people who are supposed to facilitate all of this are the very doctors that patients don't trust to care for them properly, so they choose suicide instead. It's a total paradox.
It is, and it is a scary place to be, especially here in California now, where the age of consent for medical treatment is 12 years old. Go figure that one out. You know, and again, I've read some stories, not there, don't know how true they are, where you had some teenagers choose euthanasia over pushing through a major problem in their life. And that is also scary. But, Wesley, we're about out
of
time.
That has actually happened. Yeah, that's actually happened in Netherlands and Belgium.
Wow. You see what I mean? I mean, no value for life whatsoever. Truly no value for the meaning of life. Wesley, tell people where they get your books, where they can find out more about you.
Amazon, most bookstores, if they don't have it, they can special order it. But if they want to see my articles and so forth, National Review and at Forced Exit on Twitter.
What's a bookstore?
And Facebook, too.
Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, Wesley, always a pleasure. We'll put up the information for you. I appreciate you being with me here tonight.
Always. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen, we're going to be joined, another favorite of mine. Brad Dinkins is going to join us after the break. We're going to talk about some of the lawsuits coming up here in California and how you can push to maintain your parental rights when it comes to education and medical services for your children. Don't go far. I told you, get educated if you hang out long enough.